producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Again, I realize why I get so upset, why I rant and rave. That's a normal response to the over-the-top tyranny we see unfolding in this society. I'd like to open the phones up just to see if police officers will call in, off-duty, on-duty, former police officers. If we're such a free society, they should call in, not be scared. That's not a challenge. Like, you better call in if you're scared. I mean, I know people are concerned. What if somebody in your department hears you? Well, you should be able to speak out about these quotas. And the argument is, if you just joined us, we were covering a new story, make arrest, issue tickets, or get fired. Missouri police caught in a disgusting quota scheme. See the full report on Infowars.com. They now have the big prison companies basically writing the laws at the state level, it's come out, for quotas on people being convicted for prison. They've caught judges, and they've gone to jail. In fact, print that. Judge caught sending kids to juvenile for pay. He was getting money from the private prison to send innocent people to jail. There's big money in all of this. Remember Tulia, Texas? A racist, talk about a racist town. Tiny town, privately owned prison, connected to the cops who own part of it, and they would put old cotton farmers and people with no criminal record. There's the headline. Former judge sentenced to prison for kids for cash scheme. Heck, print me that. Thank you. That's from Reuters. Just as I talk about this, hundreds of articles come up in my mind where it's modern slavery. There's a bounty on heads in jail. And so they'll put innocent people, in the case of Tulia, Texas, something like half the black population was in jail, and almost all of them totally innocent. I mean, they were done grabbing all the young men. They had the young women. They had the old people, you know, 70-something-year-old cotton farmers, all in this phony drug war. And so now this is expanding out from there with the asset forfeiture seizure and all the rest of it, and that's where this leads, rack and ruin, while the government ships in the majority of the narcotics. So I'd like to hear from police out there, what do you do about this? I get the drug culture is pretty scummy. I get criminals are associated with it, so I get it's bad. But by making the drugs illegal, you put the huge premium on it. So you decriminalize but regulate it, as Europe has done in most areas, and drug use goes down by at least 50%. You can pull those statistics up. Your prisons then are not full of people. But instead, we have the largest prison population in the world, and now they're incentivizing the public schools to be pipelines directly to jail. So I'd like to hear from corrections officers. I'd like to hear from police, former or current. I'd like to hear from people about the subject of the quotas, because I love how they deny them. And quota stuff is just constantly coming out. And it's disgusting. And it's wrong. And it's wrong to pay cops off of how many people they write tickets to. Because then you just get a revenue generation machine. And now with all the zoning laws and the rest of it, they're just expanding police powers to the zoning police. The list goes on and on under Agenda 21. That's the program we're entering into. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And while you're at it, what do you think of Obama saying some of the good rebels we're going to arm and call in airstrikes for them to take over Syria? That's the real reason U.S. forces are moving in, is to control some of the radical groups that they don't fully control and then to prepare an invasion of Syria. We predicted that. That's now happening. 800-259-9231. And then coming up in the third hour, we're going to do it again. We're going to talk to folks that have been vaccine damaged, or maybe you love vaccines. We're going to open the phones up for you to call in, 800-259-9231.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've been pointing out for the last 3-plus years that Twitter, Facebook, Yahoo, Google, YouTube, which is Google, have been allowing ISIS, formerly Al-Qaeda, to recruit and threaten people. I mean, they leave videos up where they're chopping people's heads off, and it's the original upload. They leave videos up where they're threatening to kill everybody. And here's the headline from Yahoo News, breaking it down. Twitter under pressure to act more aggressively against terrorists. As the Islamic State's go-to propaganda platform, the social media giant faces increasing demands to police its network. Oh, yeah. I mean, if I criticize Al Gore, they'll take my videos down or links on Twitter, Facebook, Yahoo. They all do it. Google censored us, won't let us sell the Obama deception on their shopping cart, saying it's racist. But Islamic State is allowed. I mean, these are real groups, too, because we link back to the main group, and they threaten to kill me. And that's why you hear all these GI's wives going public, that they find out that they've got husbands in the military, and they go and threaten them. And say stuff like, when we take over America, we're going to rape you and all this stuff. And I've got a big stack of articles about them torturing women and raping them. Stuff so horrible, I can't even read it on air. And Obama won't even call them extremists. Terror, Inc., how the Islamic State became a branding behemoth. Yahoo News. An And it goes on. With Vines, tweets, IS spreads its hateful message. Can the West find a way to fight back? Oh, we need cybersecurity to take everyone's rights away. See, they let them recruit. They let them get every moron, every mentally ill patient to go join them. Have all their lone wolves start attacking. And then they have a summit about right-wingers. That's going to be talked about by Obama and libertarians. It's an extremist summit. To blame, you know, the non-existent conservative threat, to integrate that in with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And I played those clips last hour of Obama talking about just that. Now, with that said, I covered this article last hour. Make arrests, issue tickets, or get fired. A TV station out of Missouri reports on it. Caught a disgusting quota scheme to make 8 arrests a month and write 50 tickets or get fired. And then that ties in with these articles that come in constantly. Elderly man facing 10 years for unloaded flintlock that was made in 1762. Look at this headline, CBS News. Border Patrol agent advised to release drunk drivers. Told it doesn't matter if they kill somebody, but they should still write tickets and arrest U.S. citizens. See, this is all selective. The essence of tyranny is selective enforcement. I'd like to hear from police, former police, jail guards. I mean, how do you square this? This has been known to be going on forever, but now it's out in the open that the government really is trying to target good people. Now, I know that police and others try to buck this and actually try to go after bad guys. I've seen it with my own eyes. But it doesn't matter. From on top, and it's gotten a lot worse the last 7 years, no one can deny it, we're in a lot of trouble. So what do you think about this? Because I already showed you articles earlier where judges and people have been caught getting paid kickbacks for how many people they send to prison or to juvenile hall. Sometimes millions of dollars from the very companies that are housing people. So they release the violent offenders. They release the violent aggravated assaulters and arsonists, not just illegals, but citizens, to keep the crime going. And then they keep the nonviolent and house them because they're good slaves. We're going to go to Carl, who's an active correctional officer. Then we're going to go to Ben in Georgia, who's former police. Carl, thanks for calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? Hey,
I'm okay, brother. Go ahead.
Everything you have said, Alex, is spot on. Probation and parole revoke these inmates on the simplest little things. We are overcrowded. We are understaffed. They're going to screw with our pension fund in the future.
Oh, yeah.
It's the globalists taking over, Alex. Everything you have said is spot on. If people don't wake up and realize what's going on, this country is going down the toilet.
We have a criminal instinct more and more in the highest levels of government corporations, and it's trying to now get every level to follow criminal orders. And if the locals and if the feds follow the criminal orders, you're going to have a conversion to an absolute tyranny very quickly. I mean, the president's already acting as a dictator on borders, on military, on energy, on everything. And so can you imagine what's coming next? I mean, this is mind-blowing.
Absolutely. After 18 years in the correctional system, to see these people come back time after time, get revoked, new cases, old cases, it is astounding. The money that is wasted, and this is taxpayer money, Alex. This is our money that
oh, I know.
Is used. Yeah, and it's a crime. It's a crime, and it's not getting any better.
Well, just
and
remember,
people in this country,
go ahead.
Have to wake up. The people in this country have to wake up and realize what's going on, because it is not going to get any better unless the people wake up and use their voting rights and elect these people out of office.
Absolutely. God bless you. And again, no one's saying we shouldn't have hardened criminals in jail. It's come out in different university studies that violent offenders get released more often. Illegals get released basically for anything you can imagine. I mean, every month the numbers come out. Thousands and thousands and thousands of aggravated felons are released because they're illegals. And then they just throw the book at people they know aren't criminals because they'll go along with the system. They'll pay all their debts to the system, and the system's not even designed to keep going. It's designed to implode. We can't have an economy based on packing giant prisons full of people. And you can take people that aren't criminals and put them in prison a couple times. They become criminals because it's the only thing they now know. They've gone to school to be criminals. That's what prisons are colleges of crime. I mean, let me tell you, I started going to public school when I was in kindergarten, and I'm going to go to your calls, kindergarten and first grade. Then I was put in Christian private school, and then I was put back in public school because the IRS had taken almost everything my dad had, even though he hadn't, quote, cheated, so he didn't have money to go to private school. And I was immediately being beaten up by people 3-4 years older than me that had flunked in the sixth grade that should have been already in high school, you know, kids with mustaches. And it was racial. It was Hispanic and black students mainly beating me up. I fought some of the rednecks a little bit later. And no one would protect me because it was politically correct. Now, I didn't join their gang and give them my lunch money and start toadying to them. They'd all have entourages of white kids that worshipped them and did whatever they said. Not me. I fought and became meaner than hell and, you know, brain damaged people and stuff. I mean, I got vicious. But I mean, it was like a gladiator operation, basically. Right up into high school. We had to move down here to get away from this. And it didn't like that down here in Austin, thank God, but it's starting to get that way. But most people just submit to the gang mentality and basically become puppets of the gangs. I didn't. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Georgia, former police. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, brother?
Good. What's your take on all this?
It's crazy. I actually wanted to tell you a story, if I could. It happened up in Atlanta, Georgia. And basically, Atlanta PD got called. Somebody claimed a kid had a gun. When they later checked the records, no such kid exists. In seconds, FBI, ATF, Homeland Security was there pointing guns at kids. I mean, I'm talking guys in straight SWAT gear, telling kids that basically if they don't answer their questions, they're going to throw them in federal lockup under the Patriot Act. And basically, reporters got threatened. The story's nowhere to be found because parents threatened to sue the FBI, sue the school. But the school said when your kids are here, they don't have any civil liberties.
There was a story under Clinton in the Pensacola News Journal that became national. World Net Daily picked it up back when I was covering it. And the Marines came in and said, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. We'll be coming for your guns soon. And it turned out it was a Clinton-ordered operation everywhere to psyop the kids, but it actually backfired on them. What happened in this bizarre case?
There was no such kid, and they thought that because they later checked the records because the school, I think something like 50 parents threatened to sue the school, and there was one parent that was actually a federal prosecutor who was outraged that men with guns were pointing it at their kids, searching them, treating them like they're hardened criminals.
Well, you know they did that with the gun drills, bringing the guns in quote, drills, set the precedent to aim guns at the kids. But, yes, I've seen cases like this before. Wow. So when was this? Because I never heard about it.
This was in 2013. It totally got swept under the rug. I think that I have heard that local journalists were threatened by the feds over this. I mean, and there was actually a buddy of mine said that the sheriffs were actually told to leave. This is a federal operation or whatever. I don't know if they actually said that, but they basically said national.
Well, sir, we'd like you to send us in an email or we can put you on hold. The name of the school and the information, we'd like to investigate it. We don't care if we get threatened. We'll go on to the end, whatever the cost may be.
You know, what's weird, you would think somebody would, this would be front page news when you have literally 40 federal agents in SWAT here pointing guns at 14 to 16-year-old kids, but it just got swept under the rug.
Well, when they said there was no such kid, it was probably a PSYOP. When they do something that big, it's usually a PSYOP test, probably testing the feds to see which ones would say no. See,
and
this is all run by psychological warfare experts. So the most manipulated group are the police and the feds themselves.
And I don't know if you're familiar with the FBI hostage rescue team. They're pretty much, in a nutshell, it's a paramilitary squad.
It's an execution squad. Yes, I'm familiar with them.
Pretty much, paramilitary death squad. And you literally have these guys who you can tell are former Marines. They probably joined the FBI just to relive their past glories. And they're literally treating kids like you could literally just see them getting, I don't want to say a sexual thrill off of it, but they just, they're loving the power trip of it all. They don't care. And parents were threatened to sue the FBI. And
well, sir, we're going to put you on hold. If you want to give us more info, the name of the school, very interesting. We're going to come back with Tony, wife is police, Robert, corrections officer, Doug, former police, and others. Stay with us.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I want to go to Tony, Robert, Doug, Greg, and others. Again, I have had a family medical issue, not with my children or anything, but with a family member that I've been having to deal with the last few months. That's why sometimes I've been having to go maybe half a day a week, a day a week. That should be coming to a head here very soon. And family wants it to be private, so I haven't got into it. It's just part of life, but stuff comes up, and I've got to go sometimes. So I'm going to leave here in just a minute. I'll probably come back and be on the nightly news tonight or something. I should be here all tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. But David Knight's coming in to continue with your calls, covered a ton of news. I'd open the phones up after he finishes with some of these calls for your vaccine stories, specifically and only. We're going to finish with these calls first. Tony is in Pennsylvania, and he says his wife is a police officer. He wants to comment on the quotas, because that's what we're talking about here. They always denied these. Now it's coming out more and more. What's your take on this, Tony?
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
My wife, yeah, she was a deputy sheriff for 20-plus years, and got out last year just because of, you know, all the corruption and you know, they're handing out the flyers like you've shown before about the, you know, sovereign citizens, how dangerous they are, and, you know, that's the kind of stuff they're emphasizing on. And just recently there was a funeral for a former deputy who was, you know, corrupt, and he killed himself because of the corruption. You know, he finally got caught and he decided to kill himself. And at the viewing, there was a couple of the judges I had met before, and I was talking to them and just bringing up different things and basically kind of picking their brains, because I had already kind of had a relationship with them, just knowing them and talking to them. And they basically just admit, like, the whole legal person thing, and that they trick you to be the surety for it, and it's the word game in the court, and, you know, it's their case, and, you know, by you stepping into it, you're becoming surety for that legal thing. I mean, they're just admitting it and laughing because they know no one's going to believe me. You know, who am I going to tell that's going to believe this unless someone that's studied this for you?
I was talking to top lawyers yesterday, and they were admitting that sometimes they'll just shove a piece of paper under the door because they won't even go into the court, and then they'll, when they're making filings, that it's the wrong court or not the right jurisdiction. But citizens pull that, they'll have you arrested.
Absolutely. But, you know, I called before and I threw out a guy's name, and I know you don't like, you know, when people do that, so I'm not going to do it again. But, you know, this guy's really, you know, showing people how not to go into their court to file your own claim, not to use their paperwork. And a lot of the stuff that, you know, I was throwing at these guys, they were admitting, they were acknowledging. They're not considering it paper terrorism because this guy's telling you to shut your mouth when you're in there. And, you know.
Well, sure, the problem is there's a lot of real patriot stuff. And pro se litigants statistically have been more successful in past years. I saw like an AP article on that a few years ago. There's a lot of quackery, too. So, yes, there are people out there that know what they're doing, and I have some of them on air. It's just that still you can't do this halfway. And even if you're in the right, if you get a boss hog, they can try to put you under the jail. So I appreciate your call. Anything else, Tony?
Yeah, I was just amazed at, like, how easily they just admit it when, you know, there aren't many people around, and kind of like it's almost a joke to them, you know what I mean? That it's fine. At the same time, they don't see how they're destroying the whole country and hurting themselves, and it's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, we now have the government officially telling the Border Patrol and ICE, let illegals commit crimes. It's not just drunk driving, and if they kill somebody, it's not your fault. That violates so many laws and common sense. It's just mind-blowing. We've reached the point of just total insanity. I appreciate your call. Great points. Roberts, a corrections officer, on police quotas. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'm right up the road from where this whole little municipality went down. Here's the situation. And it's right near Ferguson as well, where George Soros pumped all that money in to do the PSYOP on my community. And I really appreciate Mr. Soros and his $33 million freaking dollars. But anyway, here's the thing. You've got this thing that's happening in St. Louis, and it happens all over the country. It's called urban sprawl / white flight. And this is one of those communities that's a victim of it. And the poor victims of Charlotte Isherby's deliberate dumbing down of America caused the white people to leave because it's all just a hotbed of thuggery. And so then the tax base falls out. And guess what? Then they order these cops to start giving people tickets in order to keep the revenue going, in order to just run basic services in these ghost towns that have turned into places where you don't even want to hang out. And like that last caller said, here's the thing. You know how many sovereigns that I've got locked up where I work? And I'm speaking as a private citizen right now. This has nothing to do with my official capacity, but we've got...
Hold on. I want to hear this. I want to hear this. I'll hear this as I'm driving over to the, you know, check on family right now. David Knight's coming in. Again, I'll be back tomorrow, folks. David Knight does a great job. I think it's a good or better job. I want you to finish your story to him. We're going to have testimony from folks. This is about you in the next hour about vaccines. But don't hang up, Robert, Missouri. What you're saying is spot on. I'm going to get your local perspective. Then Doug, Greg, Chris, and a few more. Then we'll phase into other news and vaccines, and I take the special report that's coming up. So stay with us.
Fires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll finish up this hour. We're going to be talking to callers on the line who have been calling in about this issue that came up in Missouri now about making arrests and having ticket quotas. This is something we've seen a lot of. This is something that was exposed by Adrian Schoolcraft in the New York Police Department. A huge, huge whistleblower case there. He later went on to talk about what the NYPD was doing in terms of their stop and frisk, their program of just pulling people over and frisking them because they feel like it, without any probable cause whatsoever. Adrian Schoolcraft was recording for years what was going on in his police department. This was an honest cop. His dad had been a cop. He was very idealistic. He was very concerned about this quota system that was going on. He was concerned about different issues. I remember listening to the audio tapes. They were telling them on a Halloween, just go out and grab three people. Don't even just bring them back, put them in the pen, don't fill out any paperwork. We'll figure out what we're going to charge them with later, but just get three people, then go back out and get another three people, and then at the end of the night, we'll run charges on them. We just got to get our arrest numbers up. He was concerned about the fact that they were harassing people endlessly for things that they could, petty crimes that they could make a lot of revenue off of, things like they killed Eric Garner for. And yet for serious crimes, they didn't want to look bad in the FBI statistics, so they would actually pressure people to not report serious crimes like rape, like car theft. If you reported a car theft, they would come there and say, you know, this is going to be so much paperwork. It's going to take so much of your time. You really don't want to do this, do you? I mean, don't you kind of remember that you loaned this to your cousin and he hasn't brought it back yet? Isn't that what happened? Don't you kind of remember that? Giving them an idea. And yeah, that's it. So then they would write that down, and then they wouldn't have any FBI statistics on serious crime. Nevertheless, when it came to petty rule violations about people smoking in a barbershop or the barbers because they couldn't smoke in their own barbershop, going in front of the barbershop and standing there getting charged with loitering, for that, they were all over them. And we just saw this last holiday season that the NYPD, being angry with the mayor there, de Blasio, said, we're going to do a work stoppage. We're going to cut your revenue by $10 million a week by not writing tickets for petty stuff. They said, we're not going to write tickets or arrest people unless it's absolutely necessary. What a novel idea. Not arresting people or writing tickets to them unless it's absolutely necessary. They cut it by 95%. And guess what? Serious crime fell as well. They didn't have a single arrest on New Year's Eve. But unfortunately, that's changed now. They went back about the middle of January. They went back to business as usual. A lot of pressure from the police captains and the brass who was working for City Hall. And we need to step back and ask ourselves what the real purpose of the police is. What is the real purpose of our government? Is it there to protect our rights? That's what the Declaration of Independence says. Does a just government govern only when it has the consent of the governed? Are we consenting to this, or are they doing things that we really don't want them to do? How do we get this back? I want to go right back to Robert in Missouri, but real quickly, before I do, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. That's our primary source of revenue. It's a way you can support this broadcast, as well as supporting the advertisers on the various radio affiliates that we have. Right now we have a special, InfoWarsLife.com. If you buy two X2 nascent iodine, you get one ancient defense for free. That's our new product of herbs, ancient defense. You get one of those for free once you get two of the nascent iodine X2. Let's go back to Robert in Missouri. Robert, go ahead and continue with what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you know, this metamorphosis to where these entities that call themselves municipalities have become just strictly on the corporate model, where basically now the police are just corporate revenue generators versus
yes.
Protecting the people within those entities themselves. And, you know, I work behind bars. I've been doing this for almost 20 years. And, you know, right where I work, I'm not going to say where, but there's a whole unit full of pedophiles. And then there's units full of people that do first-degree robberies, armed robberies. There's burglars. There's drug addicts that got to go steal to get their high. And then we could get into the drug war, and we could talk about that all day, why
oh, yeah.
the price for these drugs is so high that makes these addicts go out and steal to get their high. And,
yes.
and then we've got these large federal agencies that import the heroin straight from Afghanistan and bring it here. And here in the Midwest, I'm smack dab in the middle of this country, and heroin is an absolute epidemic. Cocaine has almost disappeared. Heroin is everywhere. All these 20-something-year-old kids that I see, almost all of them are heroin junkies. And this has created this problem to where the jails are getting full of these people because they're committing crimes such as thieves, stealing, burglary, and so forth to keep that high. Because when you can't get high off heroin, folks, these people go through hell. I watch people
yeah.
defecate on themselves, vomit everywhere when they're coming off of this stuff. And it is an absolute poison. It changes them forever. And it's almost like these people become a lost cause. They'll be sober for 6 months while they're locked up in these places. And the first thing they do is run out and get a shot of heroin. And sometimes it kills them because that's just the way it is. And so this revenue generation thing that happened right down the road from where I live, this is just a symptomatic of the implosion of our economy, because the free trade's really the thing. I mean, they sent all the manufacturing jobs elsewhere for that cheap labor, and then they import the stuff, and then they still sell it for the same price. Well, all these kids, there's no jobs out here. We're going through a total economic implosion. And it's just it's a horrible situation to watch. The utter corruption. Go ahead,
Robert. Dave. You talked about how so much of the heroin you're getting flooded with, you're not seeing cocaine so much anymore. And of course, heroin coming and opium products coming out of Afghanistan were down to only 10% of the world supply before the U.S. military went there as part of our intervention in Afghanistan. Then they went up to over 90% of the world supply. We've got video of Geraldo Rivero talking to the troops and saying, you're guarding the fields here for these people to raise poppies. Every year they're having a bumper crop. So if you want to know the source of the heroin epidemic, it's coming from the American government that is there facilitating it, not just importing it, but facilitating it in the same way that they facilitated the previous epidemic of cocaine and crack cocaine. As Gary Webb pointed out, in Dark Alliance, they were using that to fund their dark operations and bringing in and creating the crack cocaine epidemic that swept through the country. So they work both sides of prohibition. They use prohibition to destroy the rule of law. They use it to set up unconstitutional civil asset forfeiture, and they also profit from it by being the suppliers to it. And then they have the private prisons who make the money out of all the people that they put in prison. And, of course, we've incarcerated more people per capita than any other country in the world, in history. Far more than communist China, far more than Russia. Robert, did you want to add anything before we go to the other callers on here?
Real quickly, there's tons of people that consider themselves sovereigns that are locked up right now, and the courts will not even entertain their arguments. They will laugh them out of court, and they say, yeah, go do some more time, buddy. So the courts themselves are lawless. They will not even entertain arguments. It depends on the municipality and a county, or whether it's in federal court. So sometimes this sovereign thing, yeah, it's right on paper, but guess what? The judges are criminals, and so therefore they laugh these people right out of court. And one more thing with illegal immigration, pedophilia. If you look at these units where we hold pedophiles, there's an alarming number of these people are illegal immigrants. So they're bringing this culture with them where they rape little kids like in Mexico and so forth. And now they're filling up our pedophile units behind bars. I figured I'd throw that one at you, too.
Well, you know, it's amazing when you're talking about how the judges will just throw stuff out. We see that all the time. I mean, a good example of that is the fundamental perversion of the idea of the purpose of a jury. And, of course, we could, if we understood and stood up for our rights, if we understood what a jury is for, if we understood that it's not there just to rubber stamp what the judge in the court is telling you, it's not there just to judge the facts of the case, it's there to judge whether the law is something that you want in your community, whether it's being applied fairly, whether the punishment is something that you want to extend to people. So, clearly, if I looked at this as a juror, I would not send somebody to jail if there was a mandatory minimum involved without any discretion on it. I would shut that down. They were shutting down alcohol prohibition by jury before they changed it again with the Constitution. And, of course, that brings up the point I always bring out. Why is it that we had to have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol, and we didn't need a constitutional amendment to prohibit anything else? Nothing else. Not medical marijuana. Nothing else. The government just says it's prohibited. We've got two constitutional amendments, one to prohibit alcohol, one to make it constitutional again. Why is it that we don't have to have that for anything else? Well, clearly the answer is that no one in the government at any level could care less about what the Constitution says. It's a dead letter, and as you're talking about, the corruption is so extensive that it is pervasive throughout the court systems. The lying to the jurors by judges and their instructions about what the purpose of the jury is just one example. Punishing anybody who is a lawyer who brings up jury nullification, that's another example. And, of course, most people who are successful at jury nullification are doing it pro se. They're representing themselves, like the New Jersey weed man, one of the first stories I covered when I came here to InfoWars. But I think it's to the point where we're not going to see somebody. We're not going to be able to send a Mr. Smith to Washington and get everything fixed. There isn't going to be any senator. There isn't going to be any president that's going to fix this. We have a massive, metastasizing, feral government. It's wild. It doesn't respond to anything. The chains of the Constitution have come off. The only way, if it's not too late, to shut this down is at the state level, if we can find some honest people there. Let's go to some other former law enforcement officers. Doug in Maryland. Doug?
Hello, Mr. Knight. How you doing today?
Doing good.
Thank you for having me on, and I'll pray for Alex as he's going to see his family there.
Thank you.
I wanted to give you a little bit of insight. I can't stay on too long because I'm driving to work, but I wanted to give you a little insight on how quotas work. I'm former NYPD.
So then you know about the Adrian Schoolcraft situation.
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah. There's two different agencies that actually produce revenue for them. I think police, obviously, and then they have traffic enforcement agents. We used to call them brownies as cops, which is kind of a derogatory term, but what they basically do for punishing the police officers, just to give you an idea, is if you don't make your quota or your recommended daily, monthly amount, they'll stick you on post. Example would be, I have personally been on this post for not doing it. They'll stick you on the Brooklyn Bridge in January, walking back and forth on the bridge. Well, not good if you've ever walked the Brooklyn Bridge in January. But
I don't think I'd want to walk in at any time. There's so much traffic. But, yeah, go ahead. That would be pretty horrible, yeah.
So, or they'll stick you in a location like you work in Brooklyn, and well, now you work in the Bronx. So now it's harder for you to get to work, obviously. And those are the minor punishments, as well as trying to get you fired. They'll run internal affairs on you.
You know, Doug, you mentioned doing that. They did that to Adrian Schoolcraft. They said, all right, you're going to walk the beat as a cop. And, you know, he was happy with that. That's what he saw his job as a cop. He got to know the people in the community. They got to know him. They trusted him. He didn't harass them for minor violations like we were talking about. He was there when there was a serious crime. He actually liked that. So it didn't work for him because he was a real cop. But I understand walking the Brooklyn Bridge in the middle of winter, that's pretty severe duty. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and the beauty of what you just said, a foot post is great because exactly what you said, you know all the parents. You know, the store owner. So if something happens with this example, little Johnny does something. Hey, Johnny did this. And then you can deal with the situation before it gets serious.
Exactly. And that's the way the cops used to be. When you go back and you look at the way they talked about cops, you know, in the early part of the 20th century in New York, or you look at the way the bobbies used to be in England. I remember in the 1980s when I first went there, they're walking two by two. They weren't armed. They you know, did foot patrols. When I went back several decades later, they were in police cars like the American cops, and they were carrying guns, most of them, and they were detached from the people. The only thing that they were noticing were traffic violations and that sort of thing, because that's what their focus was.
Exactly, and that's what they did in New York. They put two of them in a car, and they told them there's hardly a footpost, unless it's Brooklyn Bridge. It's hardly a footpost anymore. So, you know, you're detached, exactly what you said, you're detached from, you know, the people, society.
So what do you think is the solution to this? What, I mean, you talked about how it's kind of a corporate situation, or the previous caller did, where we don't really have, especially with police, we don't have elections for police chief. We have election for sheriff. It's a very different situation. I mean, should we have municipal police departments, or are they too hard to control?
To be honest with you, I think they should elect them all, because at least the people are you know, making the decision.
Exactly.
Who they want in leading that, you know, leading the police department.
I feel that way. I think if they're going to have a municipal police department, they ought to stand for election just like a sheriff. And if you've got a police force that is unaccountable to the people, that shouldn't exist. And that's the problem that we have, really, to take the analogy to the federal government. That's the problem we have with the federal government. We have the bureaucracies who are writing the laws, calling them regulations. They're created by Congress, and then Congress just lets them run loose, just like Pelosi said, we got to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it. Well, they got to create these different agencies so they can find out what they're going to do. And eventually, if it gets really bad, Congress will come in like a white knight and try to get them under control and take the credit for that. But Congress has abdicated its responsibility, its duty, this lawful authority to write the laws. They've delegated that to this permanent, entrenched, unaccountable bureaucracy over and over throughout our government. I mean, it started with the IRS, but now every bureaucracy works that way. And I think that's one of the problems with law enforcement. I want to get some of the other callers. Thank you so much, Doug. Let's go to Greg in Arizona. Greg?
Yes, sir. Correctional officer in Arizona, former special forces engineer. And I see a lot of these inmates coming in and they are under, you know, some drug. They did something with drugs. And then they get further into the gangs. They get the tattoos all over themselves. And they basically give in to the criminality. And they can't get out. Not with this economy.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's part of the problem also, don't you think, of arresting people for things that are nonviolent crimes and putting them in jail for a very long time with the mandatory minimums. 80% of the people who are sent to jail with the war on drugs are for nonviolent marijuana crimes. And what that does is that hardens them. It not only destroys their life, not only takes them out of society, of course it makes a lot of profit for the private prison companies, but it also puts them into a criminal culture as well, don't you think?
Oh, very much so. The thing about it is that they can't even keep the drugs out of the prisons,
yes,
which are supposed to be the,
yes,
you know, preeminent security. And how are they going to keep it out of the country?
Absolutely. Where, we've made that point multiple times. You know, every year, this, I'm glad you brought that up, every year, there are multiple deaths from drug overdoses inside of prisons. I remember a story in Maryland. There was a mother, her son was addicted to drugs, and she tried everything to try to get him off of drugs. So she called the police on him. They put him in prison, and he died from an overdose in prison. She said it was worse than when he was on the outside. If we cannot control drugs with force on the inside of a prison, what kind of a prison society are we trying to build here in this country? Stay with us. We'll be right back with more callers.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Mm-hmm.
your own personal Jesus.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're taking your calls, calls from ex-police officers or current police officers talking about this article that's up on Infowars.com about a Missouri officer who blew the whistle on the fact that they were using essentially 75% of their time to write tickets and generate revenue. And so that, of course, is a very common thing. We saw it to a large extent in New York City. The last person I was just talking to, Greg from Arizona, worked in the prisons, was talking about how it just made them worse to go to prison, which, is, of course, is part of the reason that we have these mandatory minimums, perhaps. We've known this for a long time, as Rob Jacobson just handed me an article going back to 2009 from the UK. Overcrowded prisons act as a university of crime. Absolutely. A university of crime for the young. They say simply building more prisons is an expensive dead end. Yet here we are, 6 years later, that's precisely what we're doing. And before we go back to your phone calls, there's an article that just went up on Infowars.com. Kit Daniel had Obama suggests Islamic extremists have, quote, legitimate grievances. Hey, you know, these guys, they need jobs. They need a democratic process. He says President Obama suggested that radical Islamic groups like ISIS, which beheads Christians and other Muslims for not obeying Sharia law, can only be stopped if governments are willing to listen to their, quote, legitimate grievances. He says, this is Obama talking, governments that deny human rights play into the hands of extremists who claim that violence is the only way to achieve change. Efforts to counter violent extremism will only succeed if citizens can address legitimate grievances through the democratic process and express themselves through strong civil societies. The irony of that statement. Here we just had an election. The key issues were that we didn't want to have open borders. We didn't want Obamacare. We didn't want corporate mandated insurance to be forced upon us for his corporate cronies. And now they're talking about forcing vaccines on us. We're going to be taking your calls in the next hour about personal experiences that you've had with vaccines. They're removing informed consent from vaccines just as they removed informed consent from purchasing your insurance. And, you know, buying insurance and having insurance is not the same thing as having health care. Those are very different things. They don't always work that way. But they are transferring our money by holding a gun to our head to force us to do these things. So here you've got a president who could care less what the people say in the election if the Congress, the majority Congress of the people just elected, if they don't do what he wants to have done. He says, well, you know, I'm just tired of waiting for you to enact my agenda. I'm going to do it myself. But I want to go back to these ex-police officers or current police officers who are holding on the phone. Let's go to Chris in Nevada. Chris?
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Hopefully we can wrap this up. I'll give you how agencies have been dealing with the quota issue. They don't call it a quota. There's really no such thing. However, they do it through policy and procedure. A lot of agencies that are accredited do it through that because this CALEA is the Commission on Accreditation of Law Enforcement, and that's related to the Police Executive Research Forum, which is the governmental type, what do you call it?
So you're saying that they call it a policy, and like in New York City, for example, their policy was what they call the broken window policy. If you go into a neighborhood where there's a lot of broken windows, we're going to really scrutinize the people there. And as they pointed out in the Gothamists, when they were talking about this work slowdown, they said tamping down on all forms of, quote, disorder, things like resting a foot on a subway seat or biking through a stop sign. And they say that's not cheap. It cost them about $1.3 million a day to process 648 misdemeanor arrests. And guess what? When they get rough with people, in New York, they've had nearly $500 million worth of lawsuits since 2009. So it has real dollar and cents consequences. It may not even be simply about the money. It may simply be about government strong-arming the citizens into submission. Stay with us. We're going to have more of your calls right after the break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
100-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.